این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Migration carries a great meaning. Of all migrations, the migration from self-conceit and riding of selfishness, egoism, and migration from oneself towards Allah is the greatest of migration. The migration of Prophet from Mecca to Medina aimed to show men the way of migration from oneself towards Allah. Teachings of prophets are for this migration so that we migrate from darkness, gloom, selfishness, carnal passions towards Allah and defecting from ourselves and our satanic desires and turn towards Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Shi'ism. In one of his speeches, he refers that Shi'ism, which is a revolutionary school and the continuation of the genuine Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has always been under dastardly attacks of the dictators and the imperialists. Now, in this part of his speech, he has said that clearly and has mentioned that when you look at the history, the imperialists and the dictators, they always want to finish the Shia school of thought. They were against the Shia school of thought. And the reason is that the Shia school of thought is a revolutionary school of thought. It is a school of thought that gives hope to the poor ones, that gives hopes to the oppressed ones. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about mustadhafin, helping the mustadhafin, helping the oppressed ones. And this is the Shia school of thought, that it always has helped the mustazafin to become powerful. It has always helped the oppressed ones to become powerful, to get the power in their hands, and to apply justice in the society.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
When we look at the dictators, they want everything for themselves. They do not want to distribute the wealth of the nation in the nation. They want that wealth for themselves. They do not want to distribute the resources that they have in their hands justly and equally amongst the people. Rather, they want everything for themselves. This is how dictators work. And on the other hand, also the imperialists, they also have the same attitude. But on the other hand, when we look at the Shia school of thought talks about the justice. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has came to finish the different levels of the society, to bring them into one line. Because when we stand in the prayer, when we are about to offer prayer, when we stand, we all stand in one line, whether it's a rich or a poor, whether it's a needy or someone who can help other. They are present in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Islam talks about the justice, equality, which is something against the dictatorship.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. دينار.